Blog Talk Radio.
Whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world, to our family in China, Ni Hao, in India, Namaste, in Japan, Konnichiwa, in Korea, Annyeonghaseyo, in Russia, Jasu, in Germany, Guten Tag, in Poland, Jindobre, in France, Bonjour, in Spain, Hola, in Italy, ciao. In Egypt, Ahsen Wasafen. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangadek. In Kenya, Lambo. In Israel, Shalosh. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. And they keep the appointment call. Join us live on the on-air.
You have reached the on-air radio network. Please state your name and you will be entered into our studio. Please keep your phone on mute until...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't hear anything.
I don't hear you, Mama Joy.
There's a whistling sound going on.
But we still don't hear your voice. If you can mute ours, we need to call back in.
She probably has another phone connected right close to it. She has to disconnect one of the lines.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I'll mute ours, but it's just trying to hear yours on the show.
Mm-hmm. Does she have...
You
must have another line open. There's two phones going at one time. They're too close to one another. Excuse me, sir. Hello.
Hi, hi. You still can't hear me? I've got all the lines open. I have all of the lines open. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Lois.
Oh, you can hear me. So there's no issue with my phone. Okay, let me go back. Yes. There's an echo, Sharam. There's an echo, Sharam.
of course, models of them or statues of a king.
Much better, thank you.
In their own embodiment. It was something really...
6428, can you hear me?
And I
yes, I hear you, but you have an echo.
And never
okay, that's you. All right. But I'm wondering. Okay.
You know, the land.
We just stopped the echo. So
there must be. You must have two phone lines connected because we're getting an echo.
Okay.
Is your phone on? Can you see? You turn the phone on? Is your phone on?
It's all in the
make sure your guests don't have a connection to the phone.
Okay. All right. Oh,
they could just be picking up your. They could just be picking up your sound.
I get it. Okay.
But they shouldn't be connected to the switchboard.
Okay. Let me ask them. Okay.
Know who you are. Once you know who you are, one thing about warriors is warriors will look a challenge in the face. Warriors will fix their eyes and see straight in and through what stands before them. And that will see past it. How about that? Will stand and see past it. All there were warriors that I know of the African descent, of the African heritage and lineage, prominent, who fought the army. An army of folks fought on behalf of her people, fought and stood with confidence and assurance that we're going to be all right. That's the kind of stories that we're telling ourselves.
Come on now. Thank you.
Get on, Miss Coles.
Dealing with it.
And you say, I feel you. I feel you.
It's wonderful. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
I just love it. I
had to go off and move, do some other little works and whatever. But I love your willingness to just go on with the flow.
I love your willingness to
just let go and let the spirit use you and do what you can to make it work. And that's what
we as women of the diaspora, hello, we have to do. And that
we are here to be healers.
We are here to be healers. And
how is that possible? You know, I think about Jesus when the words he said, hey, I'm sending you like sheep among wolves.
Sheep among wolves.
He didn't say you were going out to Rose Garden
and that people just love you on the petals. I see a mama lady loves sitting there because she loves the rose petals. She likes warm baths and rose petals. And you tell the petals, no, there are thorns on those rose bushes. And wolves stay hungry, and they travel in packs. That's why she said, you know, Christ was able to go. And here's a part where Christ himself, he says, hey, to part of, he says, I told him, you know, you don't have life and death in on my hands. What are you going to say, man? He said, if it wasn't for the power above, you wouldn't have no power. You wouldn't even have the seed. And one thing, you don't have power over me. I think the greatest thing that Jesus brought to us was to see the cross. But I just think it was the power.
Yeah.
And that's why we wear that in our heart even now. It never was something that you could put on. It's something that is always within, and you got to feel.
Much. I said, Janine, you want, I know you want to weigh in and on this some kind of way because I'm looking at your face.
Look at your face. You're running yourself.
You remember Miss Reverend Janine Ingram? This is Jacqueline, Minister Jacqueline.
I think everything was beautiful. You know, I come from a grandmother, a long lineage, believing love. My grandmother used to say there's not an ill love can heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill her, but every question love is the answer. And that's what I felt in her presentation.
She loves her grandmother.
I do. Love it. To me, was one of the wisest women who stopped the planet. She was a wise woman, baby. We're talking about authority. She walked in her authority. She said what she was going to say, and she knew love. And, you know, it's interesting. So, we're talking about love, and I used to hear people say love, you know, what the scripture saying, currency is love is kind, love is, you know, all those wonderful things. And one day God was telling me to look, the spirit was like, read the chapter. I'm like, no, I know it every time. People say love is kind, and love is so much more than that, right? And so I finally broke down and did what spirit wanted me to do. And if you read the chapters before it started talking about love is kind, love holds no record of wrong, it tells you that. I don't care what you do. If you don't have love in your heart, then you have nothing. It says you can quote every scripture. You can go to church, you can pay tithes, but if you don't have love in your heart, you have nothing. And I was like, oh, my God. So even though love is all these things, it has to be embodied in our heart. And that's what I heard from you, Jacqueline, Minister Jacqueline. I heard that love.
Yeah.
And that's what this presentation today reminds me. And you know, it's so apropos
because as we celebrate mothers, what is the one thing we learn from mothers? The energy of love, unconditional love. And then when you become a grandmother, you give the grandest love of all.
That's a new twist on grandma's. Yeah, I've learned that too. I said, yeah, what does that mean? But in the meantime, I've got to do a commercial because we got our sponsors here. And let me take time and do that and just say thank you so very much. And we still have about 10 more minutes of you. And I want to be able to touch Jacqueline on some of these principles. Have a cup abundance, and can you close us out with that? Because this is something that our community really, really needs. So, hey, no strange, don't go away. We'll be right back. Okay, Connie, you are it.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm going to get my phone.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456. We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Well, all right, Eve. Thank you. We are now back online. I had to get another phone, I declare. I never had that to happen before. I didn't know what to do. So we got another phone. So that's the way it is. But you know one thing, Jackie, you have just been amazing and a wonderful co-host, because you just kept on moving when the beat stopped. You just kept it flowing. So I'm so appreciative of you on that. And it's about time for I guess we could just give me a little closing line for this cup of abundance that you would want for our community to take hold of. Because, and And again, is there some number that we can get to you if we want to use your services or use your mind, your brain, your spirit? And to get this message, I call it a new wind blowing now, because the warriors, we're not coming with the same kind of weapons that have been used before, because we know who we are, and we will walk in that light. I like that African song. We're walking in the light of God. We're walking in the, we're marching in the light of God. Yeah, and it's like women in our naturalness, in the love of land and the love of the stars and the moon and the grass and the trees, we know that there's a higher power that we're accountable for. And one of the things we can't do is leave this planet without letting them know, if we don't straighten this up, our children and the next generation are going to be facing the very same thing. So let's leave them true weapons of faith, working and understanding that they all of us have a cup of abundance to share. But the bigger cup is that mind of the master that we will pour and feed from. And bless them on the overflow. Bless them on the overflow. Because we're still learning. And learning is something that never stops. You can't outlearn. So you're not big enough for God. You're not this. But you can never outlearn God. Doesn't matter how much you know. You keep moving. You find out you don't know as much as you think you know. And then the revelations come. What are some of the revelations you have so we can just march off with this authority that you have and the revelations that you know have come to you and have kept you in motion and gave you the power to be able to keep this show going on when I had to get away from my seat and find out what's going on? When we won, we don't fall. We don't fail. That's what's his name? Mandela said, I never lose. I either win or I learn. What's your closing remarks, my sister?
My closing remarks, first, I want to thank you again. I'm so honored to be in your presence again. You look absolutely amazing and fabulous. You are beautiful,
beautiful.
So I want to thank you again for having me on. It's always a pleasure to sit with you. And the last thing I want to say to my brothers and my sisters out there, have a cup of abundance, which means there is supply. There are resources. We haven't run out of anything. Don't let anyone tell you or convince you that we've reached the end of the resources, the minerals, the nature. Don't let anyone tell you that. It is not so. As the earth remains, as the earth continues, there is supply. There is abundance, which it means because there's abundance, you don't need to be in competition with anyone for any reason. You don't need to compete. You don't need to beg. You don't need to suffer. In terms of now, we know some folks are suffering now.
Mm-hmm.
We know that's a real thing.
That's real. Mm-hmm.
But the opposite of the abundance is the scarcity mindset, which many folks is trying to just get more than they really need and more than they can really house and handle because they are afraid of running out and afraid of not having all that they need, right? So they get extra, which then creates a situation where people don't have what they need. You know, we saw that happening during COVID.
Yes,
just reflect on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to reflect on what happened during COVID. I want you to remember your grocery stores. I want you to remember PPE supplies. I want you to remember hand sanitizer and toilet paper, water. I want you to just reflect.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Reflect. And you'll find easily, quickly, the scarcity mindset. So what we want to do is the opposite of that. Abundance. freely give, freely share.
Ooh, love that. And Angela Joseph, she's one of our new hosts that have come to the Female Journey crew. And she says, yeah, you know, we've got to know we are healers. We are healers. We are indeed here. Oh, we are indeed here to be healers.
Yes.
And we can find it in ourselves because we are abundant.
Yes.
That's all, right?
Abundant.
Abundant in that. So, okay, thank you so very much. I know you're going to be running up. Oh, and there's not one. That love can't heal. Okay, there. I like that. I think it's not. There's not a pill that love can't heal. A ill. There's not an ill. That love can't heal. Thank you, Angela. Appreciate that so much. So we're going to go into our commercial. Happy Mother's Day to you. It's Warrior. We're bringing in a new win. Let us just give the Creator glory for that, because we're not coming with weapons of, you know, material and flesh and blood. We're coming with the greatest. Well, you know what? Because the world does not know love. So we have to teach it to them. All right? Receive it.
Yes.
God bless you. Have a wonderful.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy.
To everybody. Thank you all.
How did we get in touch with Minister Miller?
I can give you my email, which is jmiller@nrcdv.org. I'm going to say that again, jmiller@nrcdv.
There, is that it on the screen? Can you see it on the screen?
NRCDV.
NRC.
Change the V and the D.
DV. Okay, see, I got a little help in the house. So we got to leave you now and send you off. We're in Chicago. I don't know how the weather is where you are in Austin, but it's a sunny day, a nice, cool day to take a walk and wrap yourself up in the love of your family and just continue being the love that you were born to be, okay? And walk in that authority. Thank you. Have a great one. And we're going to continue all. Thank you so very much. God bless you. And then we're going to have another commercial. And then when we return, we will have Queen Hostess Claudette Reddick and Reverend Janine A. Ingram to speak about Mother in the Heart. Okay? So thank you very much. And just hold on. Don't stray and go away. We'll be right back. Hey now, yes. And those of you who are on our line, please press the 1 to participate in our conversation. We'd love to have you be a part of this, okay? So we're going to go to our ads and be right back.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive, and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Say thank you again to our guests, the first half, Ms. Jacqueline Miller. And now for our double headers, now we are into our second hour. And here may I present to you these amazing women. You don't hear me? Oh, my gosh, you don't hear me. Oh, I guess you didn't because I was mute. That means you all didn't hear the commercials either, right? Okay, we're going to have to deal with that again because we cannot have them getting honest about this. I don't know what happened. Woo! Peace, peace, peace. Thank you, Queen Hostess. May I introduce your second half here on Walk in Your Authority. It is Hostess, Queen Hostess Claudette Reddick, author and a wellness wellness minister of the community, and Lady Love Reverend Janine Ingram. So let me stop this right now. I want to thank you all. That means that you all didn't hear the commercials, did you?
No, some of them.
Some of them? Okay. All righty. Well, Lady Love, I guess I should have just taken a deep breath like you tell me. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Everything is divine.
Everything is divine. Yes, it is. So welcoming to you both today. It's a rather special day, I would think, for you all. And for me, too. You know, I'm so accustomed to looking at others before I see myself in the same way. that someone, one of my cousins came. I was telling her, you know, about her mom and then Pearl's birthday. And I want a shout out to my daughter Pearl. Hello, Pearl. Is birthday today? Pearl's birthday. Yes, 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 yes. So we're going to be meeting up someplace. She gave us one place to meet up. Now she's changed her mind. She wants to go someplace else. So, you know, we just going to go with her for a listen today. It's her day. It's her day. All righty. So here we are, and I am just so blessed and honored to have you two ladies here. And then I have to deal with the reality that my mom as well is not here. And it's something, how, it's not that I forgot her, but it's something about the mindset that we're in, that we are programmed to, or either we're programmed to not apply traditions. Because the purpose of traditions and celebrations is to remind you. And as a people, we have not done that. And Mother's Day has been commercialized, but it's not really how it started. And it started because of warriors, piggyback riding upon Jacqueline when she was speaking about the warriors with the guns and the blue, the bombs and all these other kind of things. And that's when Mother's Day actually started, when women of the gray and the blue during the Civil War came and realized that they were in the bloody fields of their loved ones, because the army and the military had not yet set up a retrieving of the bodies. And the bodies were so many until they just couldn't do them all. So people had to come in and be a part of that, be a part of that. So Julie Howard wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And that was an inspiration. And that was here in America, and Mother's Day was born out of that, when the gray and the blue, women in gray and blue came together and wept and realized that fathers, their brothers, their uncles, their love was out here on the field. And that's not what the womb of God intention. And so they had to think on that. Why are we doing this? And my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord is by Julia Howe, and it was really a propaganda to say, hey, look, we've got to be able to solve our problems without going to war. And like Naima said, sit at the table till we just turn blue and get this thing done. So, ladies, how are you today? Mother's Day.
I am absolutely fabulous.
And you know what? One thing about this that I never thought about it, all three of us are grandmoms. Goes all the way out to Las Vegas.
I'll be going
all the way out. I think that's about the best thing that Paul ever did. I'm going to see my grandson. She didn't go out there when she was hit, when he, you know, for him. But for that grandbaby, she makes sure that she gets out there. And Janine, her daughter, makes it possible. She goes out to Carolina somewhere, or Durham, or and babysits out there, and then gets the babies when the mom and dad say, we want to go honeymooning or whatever, and they bring them to Chicago. So just think how blessed we are. We're not old grandmoms rocking in the chair, rocking away till that great, marvelous day.
I don't know. I love me a good rocking chair.
I love a rocket chair too, but not the way. I love a rocket chair, but when I was coming up, there was a lady named Miss Mouse, and that's all she did is in the door and rocked and rocked. I never saw that lady going down the stairs. She sat in the door every day and rocked. And for many other people, they just was rocking, waiting for the Lord to come and bring them home. Because that's what they were programmed to do. And it is so beautiful to be in this day and time. And we can see that we, even though we don't talk about it, we forget about these other mindsets prior to our coming. But that was not the way of the programming for us women. And I just want to give you guys a hand. Hello. We just our very presence right here. Let's remind us, let us know that we're not what used to be. And we're not putting it down, but we're not what we used to be. And we're not the children that our mother raised, and that we're still growing. So give us some idea of your coming up with your ideas about your mom when you were a kid versus where you are now. That's different. And some advice for some people, for those who may have other feelings that they're still holding on and have yet to heal from. So, to have to tear it down, who goes first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first.
I see Mama Reddick is in the picture in the back over there of your head.
She left an indelible impression upon me.
Mama Reddick is in the house.
Hey, when I identify myself, people say, well, who are you? I start out with, I'm the daughter of Doris and Monroe Reddick. I go back through my family history. I don't need any outside labels or titles for my worth. And I guess as I've become this grandma, family and community is extremely important. So I want them to be able to recite the name back, where they came from, and why we're all here for a better life.
And why are we here for a better life? All right.
It's hard to get it for us.
And it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
It gets better. Well, thank you for that intro. It gets better. I like that too. And we're going to get better. Lady Love, what you going to chime in on that?
Wow, that's, I want to say that's good. I know Doris, and I just want to honor her, speak her name. And I watched her be a phenomenal presence in our environment and a mother to many. Thank you for sharing your mom. I want to honor my mom, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, for being the portal that transported me to the planet. And I'm so grateful because she wasn't a traditional mother. She had her own unhealed processes, but I am the woman I stand on this planet to be because she is, and because she was, I am, and I'm grateful for the woman Miss Anastasia McAdoo was to become, so that I can become the woman I am today. In all her unhealed things, she was beautifully flawed. And I'm grateful to stand in my journey today to say, woo, still I rise.
Woo, still I, still I rise. I know, still I rise. And I want to thank my cousin Kiva for this morning, because I didn't think about, I was just looking at your moms, but I didn't think about the fact that my mom, too, is no longer here. And I said, well, what's wrong with you, Joy? I said, it's okay. My mom came, bless her heart. She came, the last time she came to Chicago, she brought a handful of pictures. And she started putting a picture in every one of my rooms. I said, Mama, I don't need a picture in you. Yes, you do. You need a picture in every room of me. You're not going to forget me. I said, Mom, I mean picture on the piano, picture on the mantelpiece, picture in the children's room, picture in the dining room, picture in the living room, picture in the kitchen, picture on top of the cabinet. I mean, a handful of pictures. I said, are you planning on putting all of these pictures in this house? Yep, because you're not going to forget me. So I'm grateful for my mom, and I think what most I'm grateful for is the fact that I have lived long enough to understand her better, understand why she could not have the conversations that I was in need of, have the conversations that I was longing for, desperately needed them, because no one had any answers for me. And it was very difficult because my mom would, like I said, my mom would say, oh, I'm feeling really good. I know something bad will happen. So she was always in a state of not being appreciated and not loving herself. And one of the devastating things that my mom said, and it troubled me for a long time, I think my tuition in high school was like about $10 a month. Right now it's over $200, right? But she came in, and I was so excited about the job my mom did. And I'm only saying this not to be negative, but to be able to gauge from where I have come from to where I am now. And to know that I've been blessed to formulate a whole different mindset of forgiving. And I had a really neat conversation with my daughter this morning, too. Like, let me know I'm growing up. Because we were talking about some things, and I couldn't talk with my mom about that. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't. But because I had you all coming on, I know you all were coming, it kind of helped me. Because I know Janine had some hurdles, and it could live quite comfortably, not ever forgiving our mom. Well, you too, and me. But we all have come to that place where we know because of these women, we become richer.
Yeah.
We become richer. And she, when my mom said, Janine, she said that I told my principal, I said, oh, my mom, she's a nurse assistant and she delivers preemie babies. And my mother would come with all these amazing stories. And then she looked at me real mean-like, and then she looked at the principal and says, I am nothing. I am nothing. And I said, Mom, what do you mean you're nothing? And something inside of me just imploded. And it hurt to hear her. But I didn't really understand what that really meant. But now through the teaching of the love journey and being with you, Claudette, and being around powerful women, I want to say happy Mother's Day to you all. How much I appreciate you all and how much I appreciate God blessing us, the Creator blessing us to live through some real difficult, challenging times. And yet we're like the Three Musketeers, we're still here. And very different people. Very different people.
We're the triangle. We are. We got those different angles, but we all stay together because we are one.
We are one. No matter what we do, we are one.
And this is one lady that really marches on drums because she got shoes that I would not even imagine wearing. And I think these four and five inch heels that she be wearing.
Mama, do I think you just be making up stories about me?
You know, but you know, now your mom's gone, and we know that. So how do you wear her love in your heart? How do you wear it? How do you hold it? How does it feel now? Is her presence still with you, or how does it go with you?
But for me, my mother had a love for music that I think will reach to the end of time. I mean, I could hear a song. Like one day I was cleaning up, and it was a remake of the song that made me think of her. So let me give you an example. My mother had an interesting company. Like I would come home when we lived on 111 King Drive, and Natalie Cole would be sitting in the living room, Maurice White, the Isley Brothers, so it's her birthday. So all these people here, and the Isley Brothers would bring her a signed copy of their new album, and the hit song on there was, hello, it's me. I thought about you for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. And my mother played that song all day. And so one day I was cleaning up, and it was a lady who remade it. And all of a sudden, I could just feel my mother's presence. I was like, oh, my God. And I just sat for a minute and embodied her spirit. My mother had just the coolest, laid-back, non-judgmental energy. You could tell her anything. And she was, she just had this rhythm, this smoothness about her. And music was who she was. I mean, you can come in on a Sunday morning, she was cooking macaroni, cheese, beans, black-eyed peas, you know, the whole gamut. Every Sunday, it was routine, and she had her jazz, and, you know, my mother smoked her joint, so she would smoke her joint, and she would have her Jamal on, Stanley 13, Miles Davis, every Sunday. So that's how I learned how to love jazz, my flavor of jazz, you know, and she embodied all kinds of music. She loved Aaron Neville. She loved Johnny, I don't know why I can't think of Johnny last name right now. Johnny Mathis.
Oh, and yes. She
loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear certain songs, I'll be driving down the street, and Anthony Hamilton, song will come on, and one of her songs where she said, where the point of it all is love. And the point of it all is love. And so I love you. And so whenever I hear that note, I instantly think of Miss Anastasia McAdoo. So for me, she's always in my heart. She's always in my heart. She loved the beach. She loved good food. She loved a good conversation. And she was a great listener.
Mm.
So that's the things that make me think about my mom. And sometimes I can see my mom and my sisters. I can say, oh, my, she just remind me of mama. She walking like mommy. Or sometimes I can see a profile, my profile, and I say, oh, my God, she looking just like mom. So mom is still here in my heart, in my music, in my family. So that's what I feel.
Wow. What a reflection that is.
Mm-hmm.
Still in my heart. Go back to, oh, thank you. Thank you, Sharam. That was a nice expression.
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting, the only time my mom came to me in my dream is when she told me my daughter was getting ready to have a daughter.
Oh.
She sat on the other side of the bed, Emerald, and I just said, oh, Mom, it felt so real. Like, it didn't even feel like I was there. And she pointed over to the other side, and I saw Emerald's face, my first granddaughter. I saw everything about Emerald. And you know what it was funny? Emerald was about 3 years old. She said, your mama told me to tell you she loved you.
No.
I was like, what? I said, wait. She said, I talked to her in heaven. Mm. Is that amazing?
Ooh, that's funny.
The other kid, my kid, her mom and her dad heard her say, she was sitting there, she was like, yeah, mommy told, grandmommy told me that she loved you.
Grandma told me to tell you I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And she said she's proud of you. And she was only three.
How old was she? Oh, my
God. And I said,
well,
when did you talk to her at? She said, when I was in heaven.
She said when she was in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Now that's, I'm going to hold on to that story, because I said even a kindergarten, a small kid can answer this question. They say, where is God? God is in heaven. Really? Well, who made you? Well, God made me. And then, therefore, if God is in heaven and God made you, you were made. It happens. But you give that.
Let me tell you what this 6 year old asked me the other day. She said, Grandma, she called me on the phone. She said, I know you're the only one to understand this. Is God energy? I was like, what?
Ooh.
She asked me, is God energy?
Is God energy? Oh, she came omniactive. That's what I say. Well, okay, I see you, Dion. She said, Happy Mother's Day. I'm enjoying the discussion. DD from Cali, from California. Sunny California, yay. So grateful. Thank you for coming aboard. That's my little niece. I tell you, gosh, God, thank you. Yeah. So, you know, these children are coming here ready.
Oh, yes.
Ready for this time. Ready for this time. So what is your method, Claudette? Oh, that's right. And you got boys.
I got boys.
You got two girls, and you got boys.
I come from a family of a lot of men. In fact, I was the only girl out of six of us coming up. And I had this name, Queen Hostess. My mother trained me for this. It was always, let's serve the men, let's get their things ready. And as I grew up, I just continued this.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy getting things ready for people's, you know, ease of eating, access, all of that, because it's important that you're happy when you're with me. And I think the hostess part just brings that out. I like to give gifts and, you know, find out what's happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the queen hostess. People could pick up on this. I did not give it to myself. And you're like, that's you, Claudette. You like the host. And I do enjoy having people over. Let's do something creative, you guys.
And I want folks to know that you are an amazing, amazing. She can make the most elegant events on a shoestring, literally. you know, I've been to some of the, you know, affairs that you had for your mother, and you said, girl, please, I had a shoestring of, you know, a small budget. But everything was so elegant. So elegant and beautiful. Okay, I've got a caller here, 448-4498. You want to chime in on the conversation? Can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Lois in Chicago. And I just thank God for all of the mothers today. I am I'm one of 10 children. My mother, Clara Mae Trask, which is so. I can honestly say that as a child, she taught us about keeping yourself clean. She said, if you don't have but one pair of panties, you wash them out every night. And you have to wash your body. That vagina, we had to get over and wash that vagina every day. She said, if you keep yourself clean, somebody will always want you. And sure enough, she said, you don't need perfume and all that stuff. And I can honestly say, since she's been in heaven, she's visited me several times. Everybody's wondered, well, how did Lois know her brother was in the hospital? Well, Mom and Dad came and told me, get to that hospital right away. And they will come to you and let you know, even though they're gone, there was God, they're still in our hearts. I miss my mother so very, very much. But one day she saved me. My sink had stopped up, and I poured some poured some ammonia and bleach down the drain, and I fell asleep. And she came to me and awakened me. Get up right now, Lord, get up. And I was trying to tell her all the mess that was going on with my brothers and sisters. And I don't want to hear that, get up. And sure enough, I had slept through the ammonia and bleach, and I wound up on my front porch with my pajamas on, all because my mother awakened me. So all of you all who've lost your mother, believe me, she's still in our hearts, and she'll never leave us, and God is good. And thank you all for this time, for this happy Mother's Day for all of us. Love you. This is Lois in Chicago.
All right, Lois. From Chicago. Well, thank
I love you. That story.
Okay.
It reminds me of this book called Hello from Heaven.
From Heaven?
Yes. And in the book, it's a lot of different stories of people telling their stories of their loved ones actually coming back to do something. So one lady is sitting in the middle of her floor crying because she can't pay the mortgage. She don't have no food. And she's just crying in spirit. And she saw this spirit of her mother. Now, she wasn't even dreaming. Like I was dreaming, she was actually woke, and she smelt her mother. She smelt the favorite flowers of her mother. And her mother said, baby, go up in the closet. There's a secret passage door in the floor. Pull it up, and there's the money to pay the mortgage. And when she went up there to look for the where her mother was told her, she said it was more than enough to pay the mortgage, buy the food, and everything for more than 2 years.
What?
And there's another story in there where a girl was in college, and she was in New York, and you know how they had a fire escape, and her mother came to her and told her to shut her window and lock it.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, shut my window and lock it. So she kept trying to ignore it. Her mother came back to that window and lock it. Every time she was trying to go to bed and go to sleep, her mother would wake up, shut that window and lock it. So she finally got up and did it. And then the next morning, there had been a guy who was assaulting women by coming in through the fire escape and coming in through the window.
Ooh.
Oh. I love that book. Hello from Heaven.
Hello from Heaven. Well, all right, then. Let's hold on to those stories, and we're going to have our last bout with our last presentation with our sponsors, and we'll be right back, so don't stray, don't go away. And Lois, if you want to, you could certainly chime in if you want to speak and join this conversation. We say thank you. So right now, we'll honor our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-777-7773. 773-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay. All righty. So here we are back. Thank you for staying right in. And I was looking for the media connection. And let me see. Maybe this is it, huh? Let's see. Is this the media connection on here? Sharam, is this picture you have on here? Okay. I don't know what that is. Well, anyway, it was about the media connection. I don't have it right now. Let's continue right on, and thank you so very much, and welcome back to Walk in Your Authority. And Mama Joy here with Reverend Janine Ingram and Queen Hostess Claudette Reddick in our hearts. So I'm going to look and see if I can find it, and we'll play that. We've got about 28 more minutes before we exit this place. So when mothers, I can speak about with my mother. When my mother left, thank you for sharing me that. You would put that one up. This is a picture that was given to me at my my birthday, and some years back. And my granddaughter came to me and she said, "Mom, who's that lady on your picture?" And I told her, I said, "Oh, that's Sojourner Truth." She said, "Oh, I know Sojourner Truth. I'm talking about that other lady over there." Hello. And I'm the one talking about my mama bringing all of those pictures to the house and putting them in the bathroom, the bedrooms, the kitchen, the sunroof area, just all over the house saying, "Don't forget me." And when my granddaughter asked me who that lady was, I was totally, I thought you guys were there at my party.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I said, "That's my mother. That's your grandmother." How do we do that? How do we do that? How did that happen? I don't know.
I'd like to speak to that.
Yeah. Help me out.
I think we've lost touch with the rituals and the, you know, even just like the Soul Food Sundays that we used to, nobody didn't have to call. My sisters didn't call Mom to see if she was cooking. They knew she was cooking. So they came over on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And I think we lost touch with those things, rituals and traditions and things that we used to do because, you know, oh, we're going to be this new wave moms and we're going to do, and now people just grow up and they grow their separate ways and they don't understand the importance of keeping in touch with family. And so I can ask somebody, "Oh, when the last time you spoke to, oh yeah, we were just texting the other day." But to me, texting is not talking and being present with someone. You know what I'm saying? We're not present. I think electronics has distracted us, and we lost touch with our rituals, and especially in our community. We were very ritualistic kind of people. And now you don't hear people say, oh, yeah, I got, you know, we used to be upset because we wanted to go do something. Yeah, we got to go to grandma's house because she having dinner every Sunday. And it was mandatory that we make it.
Hmm. It was mandatory.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that mandatory. Every Sunday at our house, it was this, my mom, an entrepreneur, beautician, and we lived next door to the church. So that was her way. She worked 7 days a week a lot of times, but on Sundays, she would have these big dinners, and the whole community was invited. In fact, the children who live there, we didn't get there soon enough. We may not eat. Because the neighbors and the friends from church and all would show up. And my mother would be just standing there smiling. She was so happy that people came and ate with her. No obligation. People would get their plates and go on. And I guess I try to continue that tradition. I'm frequently hosting. Come on over, you guys. Let's eat. And don't bring them. Just come. Because I want us to continue to gather. This is when you hear what's happening in another's life. You get to see their face, too, because the text is not going to show you what's happening momentarily with that person. And I like to be in the moment with the people I'm interacting with.
That's so very true.
No, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it, Lois, I've got your mic open. Are you interested in tabbing in?
Well, I'm definitely here.
Okay.
I just wanted to finish off and tell you all about the fact that when I went to the doctor, because I really couldn't breathe, the doctor says, well, I thought you were smarter than that. You know not to mix those two chemicals again? I really didn't know. I thought I was going to snap the sink. But I'm here. I'm listening to it, and I'm enjoying this program. Thanks, all of you mothers.
Oh,
love you.
Wow. That's right. Well, I apologize. I don't know what happened. I'm glad you held that thought because I'd forgotten about it. That's right. So what were the two chemicals that you mixed up? Because the moment you said it, I said, oh, boy, that's a trouble.
Ammonia and bleach. I poured it down the sink because my kitchen sink was stopped up, and I thought it was going to unstop itself with the ammonia and bleach, but it put me to sleep, and if my mother hadn't awakened me, I wouldn't be here talking today. thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, and your mom, the spirit of your mother came to you and told you to get up.
She definitely woke me up. Yes, she did. Yes, she woke me up. Get up now. Get up now. Right now, Lord. Get up. I'm trying to tell her a whole lot of things that's going on. I don't want to hear that. Get up. And so I stood on the cushion. And eventually what I did, I went back in the house and went to sleep again and had to wind up going to the emergency room. And that's when the doctor told me, she said, I thought you were smarter than that. I thought you knew better than to mix those two chemicals.
Wow.
I just thought it was going to wait for her to think. Yeah, mothers are still the joy. She's still the joy of my life. I cry every now and then, but I know that she's with God and she's still with me. And I just think of the training that she gave me, I instilled that upon my children. And she said, I kept all of my children in church because I didn't want them in gangs and I didn't want them with drugs. And she said, the only thing I could do was keep them close to God. So we'd be in church from 11 o'clock service, 3:30 service, and 7:30 service every Sunday, you know. So this is just the way, you know, I raised my children that way, you know. And I just thank God for all the good mothers. And I hope and pray that all of these young ladies who are holding an awe against their mother would just let it go. Let it go and give mama a call today. You know, give mama a call no matter how you feel. Because one thing for sure, we can say she did the best she knew how to do.
Amen. Let the church say amen on that.
Can I speak on the dream factor? My mother was a great dreamer, and I recall very few dreams in my lifetime, but mother would wake up in the morning, and she'd tell us, all of us, about the dream she had, and it was usually about overcoming something, some obstacle that was in the way. If it was the boys needing uniforms for their teams, or I needed money to travel, I was just getting the heck out of those projects, and she'd come with that, but it would be by way of a dream, I think, that she got her answers. And I'm still waiting on the dreams to hit me because I'm still not dreaming. I walk eyes wide open and see. see and hear things, but those nighttime things, they sound like they're just invaluable. Yeah.
Ooh, what a great, great, great testimony. Dreams are really for real. And a comment here, Naima Latif, she says, I don't think they even teach in school that ammonia and bleach make a deadly mixture. Unless parents tell us, how will we know?
I was one who used to mix those chemicals together. A friend came home one day and called me chemical and if you don't stop mixing, that's a deadly poison.
I tell you, it's just amazing. It's amazing, yeah. It's so much that we don't know, and
yes.
And again, and then we have parents who didn't know, and then we fault them, you know, with all kinds of stories that we make up because we couldn't have conversations with, at least with myself, with my mom, couldn't have a conversation. So it was very difficult. Am I still on board? Can you all hear me? Sharam, I know my take it on. It's off. I don't know. You know. So go to the other place and get it going. Because you can go on.
Just come and use my time.
All right, just go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm you.
He's a blues man. He has quite a picture, but you could not leave on therapy. So you had finished
right.
All your chores and the house was
sparkling. Exactly. Wait, did you have a spot on the dish and you had to wash all the dishes?
Don't go to bed if you hadn't finished. You're getting up in the middle of the night. You will have this done, you know?
Wait, I remember one night I washed the dishes, half washed them, and it had a spot. Okay. My mother took all of the dishes out the whole cabinet and made me wash every dish in the house. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Thoroughness and completeness. I think we have just one too many opportunities for our children to not be accountable. They can just slide through, oh, well, next time. No, every job you do, my mom taught us, should be your best. Don't
yeah.
shirking with that. You got to go, oh, it's not quite right. Go back again.
I know.
It was your job to do the very best that you could do.
They had standards.
I think that's a good thought process, but I also think that it makes us always feel like you have to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect. And so then I think it keeps you from really, when it, in terms of your gifts and talents, really presenting your gifts to the world because you feel like everything has to be perfect. And so I had to always tell myself sometimes things is better done than perfect, better done than perfect to get that book out, to get that gift out, to get that song out, or whatever it is that I need to get out in terms of my gifts and talents. Because my mom always said, if you're going to do it, you better do the best, or don't do it at all. That was her big thing.
So that's why you push us in coaching, huh? Just kidding.
Oh.
You got to be perfect, just do it.
I know that brought to my mind when I would be at work and I would do graphics and they say, Joy, hear the words. We know you can do really well with the words, and so this is what we want. But look, it doesn't have to be perfect now, okay? Because we need it in the we made it today, not next week. Because I guess I never thought about it until now. But people would say that to me often. It doesn't have to be perfect, Joy. And I would, now I get it. Listening to you all, I get it now. I wish I had gotten it 20 years ago. it all takes time for certain behaviors for us to even be aware of it or to even hear what it is that people are saying, because I know my brain sometimes be locked up into some vision or something to do. And people are saying a whole lot of things around me, and I don't even take it in. I'm just moving forward, just moving, keeping on moving. And so, and that's true. My mom, I would hear from my mom. I would hear from my dad. I would hear from my grandma. I mean, they just would just pound this in, you know, the need to be better than the others, you know, these other people, and prove yourself. Again, we are going to be asking you all for the calls. We have about another 8 more minutes before we leave, 515-605-9325 to call in, or you can call us at the StreamYard number. as well. And then for those of you who are on Facebook, just please, 727-731-5192. And then just push the one key. So we appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Engineer, for keeping us up with that one. I tell you, we need help with all things. You know, I want to just throw something in the basket on that thought about the technology and whatever. You know, when I was coming up, both my grandmothers, we lived, it was an L shape, the block, and one part of the L, my grandmother from my mom was there, and on the other block, my dad's grandmother. So we were people who were literally on top of very close, walking distance. And then, too, we didn't have so much interference on the phone. If somebody called at the house and you weren't home, you just didn't learn about it until you got there. But now people have access to you 24 hours a day. That's a little bit much. We don't think anything of it now. We've gotten used to it. But, you know, where is the private time? Where is the time for yourself? You know, we carry the phone. You go into a store, and it's very common to hear someone come in. You've got to fix my phone today. I can't live without it. Just not because that people that need me call me. I got to do this. I got texted. I got to do that. What happened to the Rolodex? You know?
Still got mine.
There was not a friend. There was not a person that I knew that I did not know their phone numbers by heart. I knew numbers, 20 numbers, 20 people, 30 people. I knew their phone numbers. I don't even, well, I'm not even going to say what numbers I don't. I just, my own kids, I have to go and press the button. When I got hit by the car and I was down on the ground, there was only one number that I could think of, and that was my daughter's Jordia. I couldn't believe it. What happened? And as a result, I think that a lot of this Alzheimer's and different kind of memory lapses is because the things that we knew and the things that we did, that we're losing those abilities simply because there's a certain part of our brain that we're not using anymore.
Remember, I'm still down numbers. I know 312-437. I won't say everything number. I know your number is 778. You know, I know Nikki 312-55. You know,
you have a knack for memorizing stuff. I mean, you memorize everybody's story. You read somebody. You work with your mind, and I think that's probably why. And I need to start reading more. Because I do believe that helps. That helps to keep your mind fresh, and it's usable. And it's like if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So I'm inclined to believe that's what's happening. And my mom, I had to just tell her, my mother used to fix gumbo by the gallon. Gumbo by the gallon.
And you get that recipe?
Don't do that to me, please. I have people calling me from California, from New Orleans, from New York. You mean to tell me you don't have your mama's gumbo? But now I tell you who's got that gumbo. It's a Dion. Dee Dee here in California. She got that. She got it. She does an excellent job. I need to get it from her. Maybe she'll share it with me. I don't know. Share my mama's video, mommy's gumbo. Yeah.
I have got some of the ingredients. Let's make some gumbo.
You know, in touching basis on what you're talking about, the tradition, this is something that I feel is really vital to the unity of our people. We have not constructed any kind of event to celebrate as a people. I'm happy to see the growing of the Juneteenth event. But the Juneteenth event, I do not hear the real story being told. And it's always told in a way where, you know, but they, let me say it this way. I would like for our events that we do feel need, even like the Emancipation Proclamation, it was something that the people in that time had joy about. It was something they felt good about. But then I see some people, some scholars, who will take that and mar it like it was no big deal. But those individuals who were there, it was the very first time that America could come into a light, even a hemline of being a free nation. Because when she was born, slaves came in immediately through the grandfathering of the slaves from the South. But they had slaves, they had slaves too in the North, but they were under processing of manumission being done. And then we have folks telling our stories, like for instance, like what's her name? Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman didn't go down South. There were slaves up here in the North. And she was Frederick Douglass. They were born in New York. Huh? These people were born in the North. They were not born in the South. And whatever deliverance or you know, however they were used to go and free their brothers and sisters, it was all in the North. It was not in the South. And I would wonder, how did she do that in the South, as close-knit as it were? But I didn't understand that there was slavery in the North, and that's where she was operating. She didn't go beyond that Mason-Dixon line. Because when that Mason-Dixon line opened that Emancipation Proclamation, there was anywhere from 4 to 7 million people. What, you know, what about that? What about Juneteenth? And then put God where it is. Because in traditions, if they're going to be lasting, it has to be an honorable one that can connect and align itself with the divinity of who we are, that connects with the Creator. So I would like to just say this, that I honor the Heavenly Mother and the Spirit of Mother that dwells in me. And I heard a young lady teach the other day. You may know her already. I think it's Keisha Barrett, T.L. Barrett's, Reverend T.L. Barrett's daughter, and she skillfully worked it. Whenever she spoke about the Bible or something in the Bible, she said, "His word, undisputable, His word." I said, "Yeah, that's right." She said, "But she leads me, and she guides me." I said, "Wow, how powerful." What did Jacqueline say? We're not coming here to compete, competition of, you know, collide with our men. Janine, when you worked with us with the love journey, there was no collision.
No, never competition.
Never. It's always love. And you were led, and we are led by feminine, essence of God that dwells in us. And I thought that was so skillfully done. And I said, wow, just listening to her just that one time unlocked a lot of doors for me, because I didn't know how to use that. But the Bible is undisputedly.
Well, wait, hold on. I think you always knew how to use it. I think it just must have gave you permission, because you always gave honor to the feminine presence of God.
I have done that since 1987. That's true. But I did give honor, but I did not know how to frame it, how to use that in the Bible, how to use it, not in the Bible, but how to differentiate biblical and the revelations and the guidance that I get from within. And I think that when we open ourselves to the directives of the Spirit, that's what I'm speaking about, always growing.
You done opened up a whole nother can of worms. You need to have a whole nother lesson on that, because we're about to end.
Well, we don't even open up a can of worms, okay, Mother? Hello.
you know how the worms start to fertilize the dirt. You fertilize it because you really on to something that's powerful. And I say, wow, she wait to the end and bring that power.
Okay.
That's the subject.
Everything must end. Nothing stays the same.
The same.
You know.
I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. Happy Mother's Day, Mama Joy. This was a great conversation.
It was. And I love the fact that that this love.
Happy Mother's Day, Claudette.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Claudette. Happy Mother's Day. Sharon, are you ready to take us on out of here? Happy Mother's Day to you on Facebook. Happy Mother's Day to you who are on call. Happy Mother's Day. And no, All right, and Mama ready to get that hot.
I want to love officially because that's what she is about, and I still feel that I'm learning to love like she did all of her life.
Be love. Be love, be love, be love. All righty, this is great. Sharon, would you close us out, please? We have a closing out song. And I want, oh, God, happy Mother's Day. Yes. And of course, you know, Mother Reddick started with that Al Green. You know, she used to rock us with Al Green. So I love it. I love it. I love it. So is that the closing of it?
We've come to the end of our show today.
So thank you all. Happy Mother's Day. Enjoy.
Audio and video archives at www.thefemalesolution.com. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family joining us from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, India, Japan, arigato, Korea, kamsahamnida, Russia, basiba, Germany, Poland, John Coyon, France, Delphi, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madad, Nigeria, Estes, South Africa, Giabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Ashakur, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine, Shukran, Assalam, Alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. May peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.